Hello, everybody. This is Miss Spiro, and I am here today on this beautiful Friday. It's still in April. It's not the 13th anymore, though. This is Friday the what? 20th? I think it's the 20th. Mm-hmm. And I'm here with Christina, and we are going to tell you what's new in the news in room 209.
That we had open house yesterday and we're trying to clean up, but we have a lot of other stuff to do.
We're trying to clean up, but I'm keep making you guys work. Uh-huh. Huh? Learn new things. What is there to clean up around here?
Our iPads from Bloxels and Buddies, our podcast phone
sign.
Computer thing,
uh-huh.
And then our homophone movies and a lot of stuff.
Yes. And what is the most interesting thing that happened today?
While we were checking homework, a boy said that three cups was bigger than one quart.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody thought they were right, so we're like, yes, but then we were all wrong.
You were right. We were all wrong, but we got it straightened out, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you know how many cups are in a quart?
There are... two cups in a quart.
There are two cups in one pint and two pints in a quart.
Yeah.
Go look at our diagram up there on the wall. How many cups are in a quart?
Four,
that's right. And teach us one thing you learned today.
I learned how to tell area and perimeter.
Oh, what do you know about area and perimeter?
If you're going to do area formula, you have to multiply length times width.
Okay.
And then if you're going to do perimeter, you have to add length, and then width.
Excellent. And now a little bit about you, Christina. What didn't you know you could do until you got to fourth grade?
I didn't know I can convert fractions into decimals.
How do you convert fractions into decimals?
That's a long time ago.
Do you remember? What can you convert the fraction 5/10 into a decimal?
0.05.
So you just made 5/100. What's 5/10 as a decimal?
Oh, 0.5.
That's right. Good job. And lastly, Christina, what would you like people to know about you?
I am a dancer in practice.
Yeah? Uh-huh. A dancer in practice?
Yeah.
I like that. Do you dance at a studio?
Yeah.
And what kind of classes do you take?
I take jazz technique and then level 2 jazz. Yeah.
Nice. How many days a week do you go?
2.
Wow. And what's the name of your dance studio?
SoCal Dance Academy.
SoCal Dance Academy. Do you love it?
Yeah.
I'm glad. All right, Christina, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.